Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
The Bible says if you hate your brother, you've committed murder in your heart. Think about that for a minute. Because see, the heart is where man is. That's what makes a person a person. And yet God forgave you. Isaiah, this is in the Old Testament, and it goes over into the New. He's so excited about when God began to say what he would do with the sin of the nation of Israel. And I want to read Isaiah chapter 44. I want to start reading with let's read verse 21. Remember thee, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Now, we the seed of Abraham, so we in this too, even though we New Testament believers. Look at verse 22. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions. Let me stop for a minute. The only person that can blot out the cloud and to blot out your transgression and sin is God Almighty. No one else can do it. He said, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgression and as a cloud thy sins return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Then he gets so excited, he says, sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forests, and every tree therein, for the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. I want to talk about the wonder of forgiveness. See, that's what he was saying there. Isaiah said, I just can't hardly believe, as rebellious as we were, that you would blot out our sins, that he would forgive us. I never forget one time I took a confession of a gentleman who was a pretty rough boy, and I took his confession as he went home to be with the Lord. And it was one of the most amazing things to see God come over a person. I've seen religion come over a person, and that usually makes them angry and things like that, and you'd be confrontational. You know, religion is very, very confrontational. But when the wonder of forgiveness comes over an individual, there's such a change spiritually and physically right there. You see it in their physical face. It's the most amazing thing. It reminds me of a baby when they see something they've never seen before. They do this kind of stuff, and it's truly amazing. So I want to deal with this, the wonder of forgiveness. Now, there's three things that makes forgiveness wonderful. Now, I want you to write this down. Number one, first, it's impossible. I'm going to deal with the impossibility of being forgiven. Only God can do that. Number two, the pardon. What does it mean to be pardoned? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the President of the United States has the ability to pardon anybody he sees fit. That's an amazing, a lot of times people don't like it, but that don't make a difference. That's part of the executive branch's power. So number one, it's the wonder of forgiveness. It's almost impossible. Even Satan said it was impossible. See, he said he couldn't figure out how God could get into the earth after he stained it with sin, never thinking that God would send himself in the form of Jesus and become flesh and dwelt among men. And then his final words to the world, Satan, was, if we'd have known, which he didn't know. If we'd have known, we would have never crucified it. See, he thought it was a sure shot because the Father God turned his back on Jesus on the cross because God the Father cannot look upon sin. And the Holy Spirit is so holy that if you blaspheme, there's a remission of sin for you. See, but they didn't understand what Jesus did. He took it down as far as it could go and he brought it up as high as it could go. And that was pardon. And then I want to deal with a celebration. Three things that makes the wonder of forgiveness. Number one is, first, it's impossible. Number two is the pardon. And number three is the celebration of it. And since I've been born again, I've enjoyed myself so, so wonderful. I've had many opportunities to fail. I just don't take it. People get mad at me because I'm a happy Christian. You'd be surprised. I mean, say, wait, your day is coming, boy. Your day is coming. I said, it already came. Yours ain't, I don't know where yours is. You got lost somewhere. But see, that's what religion does. You see, religion is a garden of weeds. It's a theological wilderness. I mean, you can be homiletical, hermeneutical, philosophical, theological. You can have all kinds of different degrees, but do you know Jesus? Think of the Pharisee and the Sadducee. You talk about intellect, you're talking about smart people that understood the law and yet did not know who God was. Isn't that amazing? Could build a temple, make it pretty, but yet not make God pretty, made God judgment, kill you, hurt you. See, that's what the unregenerated mind does. It has no other way of thinking. But when the wonder of forgiveness came in, and Isaiah saw that, and he started singing because of that. So write this down if you're taking notes and you'll understand what I'm talking about. First, I'm going to talk about it's impossible. Number one, the wonder of forgiveness lies in the amazing difference it makes. You know that song, What a Difference a Day Makes. In one day, Jesus opened up the whole world to him in one day. Notice this, write this down. The wonder of forgiveness lies in the amazing difference it makes. You know, when I went to my 50th high school reunion, I was voted the most changed. And I thought it was because my sin, you know, my skin sags and all that kind of, they said, no, you look like you did when you were 17, 18, you're a lot older naturally. But I mean, we could see you. It's just that you were so different. Well, what happened was what they were looking at was the wonder of forgiveness. How can this little gangster preach the gospel? That's what I was. You think I'd put a gun to your head in a second? Oh, you couldn't do that. There's some people can never tell you that. But anyway, I mean, you know, I want to tell you one thing. You have no idea how what I thought and what I believed and what I did. And it's the most amazing thing. And you know what's so wonderful? Neither does God. He has no concept of that whatsoever at all. He expunged that record. So write that down. I want you to get it here. The wonder of forgiveness lies in the amazing difference it makes. Why? When God alters your relationship, it transfigures everything from old to new. I went from old to new. I never wanted to go to church. I hated church with a passion. And Kathy tried to get me to go to church. Finally, one time I did, and I cussed out the pastor on Sunday morning in front of the whole church. Four-letter words, you name it, I didn't care. My brother had to pull me out. He said, Jesse, you're going to kill that man. I said, I'll kill him in a second. I was angry, boy. I don't believe I was demon-possessed, but I was very close. And I think the reason why I was not demon-possessed, I think it was my mother's prayers. God is my witness. My mother's prayers, I believe, stopped that. You see, you got to understand the ability of what the heart can do. The heart can be cruel. How many of you have hated a person at one time? Hold your hand up. A brother or anybody, hold your hand up. Hold on. Keep it up. I want to. You are a murderer. Well, why'd you put your hand down? The Bible says if you hate your brother, you've committed murder in your heart. Think about that for a minute. Because, see, the heart is where man is. That's what makes a person a person. And yet God forgave you. He forgave you and doesn't know, don't even know anymore that you ever thought a bad thought about that person, especially when you ask God to forgive you. So number one, the wonder of forgiveness lies in the amazing difference it makes. Why? When God alters your relationship, it transfigures everything from old to new. And when you understand that, then you'll understand this next point. I'm gonna go over it again. When you realize you're free, the bitter things of life are meaningless. Yes. Completely meaningless. Yes. Let me say that again. That's 3 points in one, but I'm gonna give it to you slow so you can write it down. Number one, the wonder of forgiveness lies in the amazing difference it makes. When God alters your relationship, it transfigures everything from old to new. And then I said, when you realize you're free, the bitter things of life are meaningless. Now, you know, I've been saved over 50 years, going 51 now, to make a long story short, and I've had a lot of people do me wrong. Stole from me, lied about me. I mean, all kinds of things you could think of. Walked away from me. Everything you could think of. Some people that once pastored this church did me wrong. Lied about me. Yet I blessed them. I honor them. And you know, even till today, if I saw them, I'd buy them dinner. I would just bless them. I'd be excited to see them. Why? The wonder of forgiveness. I have no malice, no nothing in my heart toward anyone that has hurt me in any way, shape, or form. Now, that's not a wonder. And if that's not impossible, I don't know what is. Now, if I was saved, if I wouldn't have been saved, those people that hurt me would not be here. You think I'm kidding you? I mean, if you know the right people, you ain't got to do a lot of things. You just got to make them an offer. They don't refuse. You see what I'm saying? Those kind of different things. But even today, if I see it, and sometimes I run across somebody, Susan, you know, that really did me. And I go, hey, no, don't hide your face. Hey, it don't make no difference because what you did has been expunged. Amen. Why? Because I have God's DNA in my life. So even though they may have hurt you real bad, that's the wonder of forgiveness. That's blotting it out. Blotting it out. Now, you have a blot, but you don't know what's under the blot. So, ma'am, when you understand that, so how can you, I'll never forget when we dedicated this church. Remember that? We had the who's who of the Assemblies of God were here. The who's who of the Pentecost were here. The who's who of the Word of Faith was here. All of them. And there was a certain preacher really done me really wrong, tried to destroy my ministry. And I tell you one thing, I mean, it was, and so several of my friends said, oh my God, Jesse gonna eat that guy's lunch. And what I did was, in essence, I honored him. I honored him, and they couldn't get over that. I said, they said, but do you remember, do you know what he did to you? I said, no, I'm saved. I hope God lets him live next door to me in heaven. He could live next door to me here. It didn't make any difference. I've had people try to split the church. You want to build one across the street? Go ahead. I don't care. I might come over and see you. It doesn't make any difference to me. Why? Because I have received the wonder of forgiveness. It is blotted out. This thick cloud, this blackness is gone. There is no hurt or anything whatsoever at all. Or you understand what I'm saying here? All the bitter things in the world are meaningless. You see, and I really think today, see, the United States needs to hear this message. Because we are the United States united, but does it look united? Does it sound united? No, it's not. And it's really wrong. We can agree to disagree without being disagreeable. You see what I'm saying? So when you understand that, when you realize that you're free, free from what? Any hurt that anybody's ever done you. It makes no difference. I had a guy one time really hurt me, and I helped pay all his bills off. Couldn't believe it. When he was dying in the hospital, and guess who went to see him? Me. He didn't know what to do. I said, hey, man, I come to pray for you. And he said, yeah, but I did you so wrong. I said, I don't remember. Let's talk about the good things of life. You see, and just, and I'm not bragging on myself. It's this one, I'm like Isaiah. I'm going, wow. And sometimes Kathy says, that guy, you know what he did to you? I said, on nomine patria fili, spiritu santi. Yeah. I'd go to a church and they would steal my money, steal the offering from you who gave. And Kathy would get so mad. She'd say, why are you going back? I said, for the people. Yeah, but does that make you mad? Yeah. But I won't let it develop. I have made up my mind that if Jesus said I leave this earth, I will not have one enemy in my heart. Somebody shout over that. That's what I mean by that. A lot of things people do you, that's true. I mean, but so what? I mean, I have a choice to be mad or a choice to be sad or a choice to be happy. So I choose to be happy. Yeah, it didn't make any difference to me. Yeah, but get away from the yeah, but. See, those bitter things, they mean something to you, but when you understand the wonder of forgiveness, it's meaningless. Think about that. All of us should go to hell. You know, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, but we're not going. Yeah. And you know who writes the book of evil in life? You. God writes the book of life. Think about that. See? And so we begin to calculate, what can we do? How can we get back at this? Oh, and if we hear they fall, I'm so glad. It really hurt me when I heard people, when Jimmy Swaggart fell, that so many people said, I'm so glad he deserved it. And I thought, my God. I mean, you know, I mean, he shouldn't have done that. Don't misunderstand me. But there's a lot of things you shouldn't have done. You just didn't get caught. Or the world didn't know you like they knew him. Okay, I lost this crowd. Do y'all understand what I'm talking about? This is a glorious message. Look at y'all. Y'all repenting. That's good. That's what gets rid of it. That's what destroys the dark cloud. Because, see, it's an impossibility. I never forget one time I asked the Lord, I was so mad at this guy, this is many, many years ago. I said, God, you know, if I could, I'd just knock it. I just hit him in the head with a baseball bat. And I was saved. He said, Jesse, you're saved. He said, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna let you hit him in the head with a baseball bat. I said, thank you. I was ready. He said, but if you have any ought in your heart toward him, if you have anything there, then you can't hit him. So now get your baseball bat. I said, you just took away my baseball bat because I had aught in my heart toward the person. He said, in other words, you know, and you can see how Jesus, how he did what he did. He said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? He didn't say, why did you forsake him? Think about what Jesus was doing. But yet, even in the midst of all that, it was impossible. And yet, the wonder of forgiveness. And God said, I will remember your sin no more. I will redeem you. Now, how can you ever get sad in life when the Bible says in Psalms 107, verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who hath redeemed you from the enemy. That's Psalms 107, verse 2. That's in the Old Testament. That's before anybody was ever redeemed as we know it as a New Testament believer. God was calling those things would be not as though they were, because they are. You see what I'm saying? And so people, even today, they can't get over. And boy, I get persecuted. Whoo, do I get persecuted over, you know, because I'm a blessed man. It ain't my fault. I can't help it if God blesses me. Or he just pays off that person's house because he's trying to show off. I can show off more with that money in Kathy's pocket or my pocket. We don't. But me and Kathy, every home we've ever paid off, that's a personal money. This ain't ministry money. We've totally agreed on it and we had it. And we could have done it for, you know, use it for something, what? I don't know what. But we decided to be a blessing, not bragging, you know? And people say, well, so what'd you do? We forgave their note. So the bank could never come against them. Isn't that a wonderful thing? I had a senator say, what would you do if you was a senator? I said, I would cancel all property tax. Amen. Yeah, because you spend 30 years paying off a house, and if you don't pay your taxes, they can take it away from you. That's not right. I would cancel all death tax. Because you already paid tax on that. So why can't you give it to your children? I would cancel all gift tax. Why? Because they didn't earn it. It was a gift. Why not? Yeah, but how are we going to run the government? There's a lot of ways to run the government. Quit stealing the money. You'll have more than enough. We need a little doge everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere, you see. But you know what? That's even forgivable too. Yeah. I had a person one time said, oh man, I want a boat so bad. I'd like to have a boat. If I could just have a boat, oh, it'd be so nice. And I thought, well, I'll buy him a boat. And I bought him a $26,000. Was it $26,000 thing? $26,000 boat. He was so excited. And 2 weeks later, he sold it for $36,000. Now, that would make you mad, wouldn't it? Wouldn't you take him out on the boat and drown him? Does that seem logical? Well, yes. He sold it 2 weeks later and made 10 grand on it. I just forgave him. And God blessed me back. You see, that's what I mean by the wonder of forgiveness. And people really get mad at me about that. No, it's not that. You see, Christ in me, not on me, not around me. That's the impossibility. Yes. Now, let's get to the word pardon. Everybody say pardon. That's a powerful word. And I want you to write this down. We're going to deal with the second part of the wonder of forgiveness. The wonder of forgiveness lies in the obstacles it overcomes. Yes. See, a pardon overcomes everything. The wonder of forgiveness lies in the obstacles it overcomes. You see, a pardon, when God removes the cloud, knowledge of pardon is, and I'm gonna just read it the way I wrote it this morning. Knowledge of pardon is particularly, it's really talking about knowledge of God. Knowledge of pardon is a source of joy and peace. Knowledge of pardon is a power awakening love. Knowledge of pardon is a motive to pursue holiness. And knowledge of pardon encourages us to bring others to God. So if you put knowledge of pardon, number one is particularly means it gives you knowledge of God. It gives you a source of joy and peace. It gives you a power awakening love. It's a motive to pursue holiness, and it encourages us to bring others to God. So I'm always trying to get somebody born again or saved. That's why when I pray over my food, I pray loud. I want people next to hear me. And I've seen people eating like, and I go, oh, Lord Jesus, they go, and then they put that. Then I realized they forgot to pray over their food. You ought to pray over their food. You don't know. They might have spit over that food. How you know that? You think about that for a minute. See, pardon. It's one of the most wonderful words God has ever given. Boy, you talk to a criminal and he's pardoned, that makes someone happy, which means you're free. completely and can never, they can never charge you again for that. See, so let me deal with that pardon in a little stronger way. I'll go back to those little four things so you can write it down. The wonder forgiveness lies in the obstacles it overcomes. Write this down. The cross provided the redeeming love of God and showed us what God thought of sin. You know, if it wouldn't have been for sin, God would have never had a serious thought. We'd have been so happy, and they were happy in the Garden of Eden. And it was a wonderful thing to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. It was wonderful to God to come show up during the cool of the day and start talking to everybody. Well, if he could talk to Adam and Eve then, why can't he talk to you now? How come they could see him and you can't? Because the church won't allow you to see him. He's too holy. No. I'm going to shock you with this. You're just as holy as he is. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching. Yes, you are. When he sees you, he sees holiness complete because the cloud's been blotted out. Do you understand that? Let me say it again. The cross provided the redeeming love of God and showed us what God thought of sin. So to me, you know, when Satan tries to make me sin, you have a little statement now. I say, that's all you got? Is that the best you can do? You got to be kidding me. But you see, he's on the limits of retardation. He's not no longer anointed. He's anti-anointing. He's only flesh. He can only tempt you in the flesh. He can't tempt you in the spirit because he's spiritually dead. That's why when he got to Jesus in the wilderness, he told him to turn a stone into bread, something you could physically see. Everything he tries to tempt is a seen thing. He can't tempt you in the spirit because he's spiritually dead. And yet God said he tempts no man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a great partner offer for you this week. It's called The Wonder of Forgiveness. You are going to learn three different ways we can regard God's divine forgiveness. Number one, impossible. Number two, pardon. And number three, celebration. God not only saved you and forgave you, he also said that he remembers them no more. This will bless you. How do I get it? You go to jdm.org.
Since Jesse preached his first message in January of 1976, millions of lives have been transformed by the gospel that's being proclaimed through JDM. And as we begin this 50th year of reaching people and changing lives, we're praising the Lord for all the miraculous things he's done in our ministry, our lives, and in the lives of our wonderful partners and friends. Today, I want you to praise God with me for these wonderful testimonies. I believe that they will spark your faith to trust God for your miracle. This first one says, "Thank you for praying for my fiancé. He was hospitalized for 9 days with congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, and kidney failure. I sent a prayer request to JDM during the midst of this crisis. Today, he's home, doing well with medication and diet modifications, and doing what he loves, painting acrylic portraits. He's happy to be alive. Praise God." Now, this next one reads, "Brother Jesse, your YouTube message, Forgiveness and Generosity Working Together, blessed me so much. I love your heart for God. It's so inspiring. Thank you that you love all people and that you have such kindness in your heart. May God bless and keep you always and forever." Now, here's another powerful testimony. It says, "I am so grateful for all your continued prayers for my business. My kingdom business started after Jesse laid hands on me for increase in 2023. We're looking at opening a second location. This is so much bigger than me." This last one has been translated into English, and it says, "Jesse, ever since someone told me about you, I haven't stopped listening to you. You brighten up my life and bring hope back in me every time I hear you preach. You know, it's always a blessing to be with you and to show you how faithful our God is. I pray that he's ministered to you through the glorious moments I just shared. And I want you to know that Jesse and I are standing and believing God for you to experience his goodness in a magnificent way. We love you. God bless."
We're stronger than we know. We're bolder than we know. We're courageous in Jesus.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women.
Women are not second-class citizens in the kingdom of God. Jesus came and set us all free.
Glorious, a conference for women, March 6th and 7th, 2026. For more information and free registration, go to jdm.org.
In honor of our 50th year of ministry, we're releasing our anniversary copy of my first book, The Ministry of Cheerfulness.
Yes, it's time for you to be filled up with the supernatural joy of Jesus. Order your physical copy or digital download today with your donation amount of $5 or more at jdm.org.
Listen, joy matters, so get this special edition of The Ministry of Cheerfulness and start walking in joy every single day. What is the most glorious thing God has done for you? He saved you. He forgave you. Hallelujah. He expunged your record of sin and made you brand new, which means you have no record of ever doing it. You don't think God's good about this? Let me tell you something about forgiveness. When you're forgiven of all your sin, it's like a weight that is taken off of you for life. What a blessing of God that is, because I was such a sinner, but the Lord took the purity of the gospel and went as far inside of me as the pollution of sin was and just jerked it out. I tell you what, people say, that Jesse Duplantis is a happy man. You know why? I'm free. And I want to talk about the first book I ever wrote. 50 years ago, The Ministry of Cheerfulness is our product offer for you right now. You know, St. John 16:33 says, in the world you should have tribulation. That's true. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. If you're ready to tap into the joy of Jesus, you need this 50th anniversary edition. 50. I just can't get over that. Lord Jesus. How do I get it? Go to jdm.org. I remember writing this book. I was so proud. Glory to God. I was young and I was full of joy because the Lord had saved me. Partners, thank you for your faithful financial support. What can I say? Y'all have done so much over these 50 years. I said it last week, I'll say it again. Never had a financial deficit, and we never will. Why? Because we do what we say. There's no secret sin here, none of that junk. We have no scandals. Now, we've had people lie about us. I guess about every minister has had somebody lie about them or something. But I tell you what, we clean, and we do the work of the Lord. Thank you for helping us do all these great projects that we do all over the world. We're reaching people, changing lives, just one soul at a time. Thank you for your faithful financial support. Till next week, Jesse Duplantis saying, I really love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Are you ready to revive your spiritual life? My book, The Power of Prayer, is loaded with personal stories and biblically-based principles that will equip you to start enjoying the abundant life Jesus died to give to you. You can tap into a clear line of communication with God that will reveal His plan for your life. Never underestimate the power of your faith-filled prayers to unlock the gates of heaven and provide for your victory. The Power of Prayer. Order your copy at jdm.org.
There is power in prayer. Jesus says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Need a prayer partner? Let's agree together in faith.
Why didn't Jesus sin? I mean, why didn't he sin? He could have sinned. Why didn't he? Because sin was not attractive to him.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.